Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Greg Gutfeld.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, February 1st, 2022. I'm Trey Yingst. The CIA says Havana Syndrome is not the result of a sustained campaign by a foreign power.
There's documented traumatic brain injury. So it's something that we need to get to the bottom of. And at the heart of this, it's about taking care of our people. That's what matters more than anything.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition. Unexplained brain injury symptoms affected dozens of U.S. officials around the world. This started back in 2016 with Americans based in Cuba, though after investigations conducted by the CIA, it was determined that these symptoms were not the result of a coordinated campaign against spies and diplomats.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Back in the summer of 2016, there were these anomalous health incidents that were popping up in Cuba. And the concern was that among U.S. and Canadian embassy staff there, that there was some kind of a device being aimed at our officials serving in Cuba.
For more on this story, this is Daniel Hoffman, a former CIA chief of station and Fox News contributor.
Whether it was a microwave energy or pulsed, some sort of a electromagnetic pulse, we just didn't know. But people were getting sick. It was causing illness, and there was a long period where we needed to do some medical investigation of those who had been subjected to what we thought were attacks. And then there wasn't really any conclusions drawn about where it was happening, why it was happening, exactly what sort of medical impact and injury our people were suffering. And only recently have we begun to really, I think, focus on this, thanks in large part to a former colleague of mine, now retired, Mark Polymeropoulos, who was hit with some sort of an attack in Russia and afterwards suffered traumatic brain injury. He's been diagnosed at Walter Reed Hospital. He's one of those cases, I think, that has not been solved yet, and much to the concern of not just Mark, but our workforce.
In recent weeks, there's an intelligence assessment out basically detailing that the CIA doesn't believe this is a sustained campaign by a hostile foreign power targeting U.S. officials, but that these incidents are separate, and even if they are connected in certain areas, that it's not basically the Russians or the Chinese targeting U.S. officials. What do you make of an intelligence assessment like this from the CIA? And what sort of investigation would they be doing to come to this conclusion?
And so this was described as an interim assessment. So I frankly don't understand why the CIA felt the need to issue it at this point. They haven't collected all the data or analyzed it. They, according to this interim assessment, ruled out Russia or any other foreign power involvement in causing the medical symptoms that we've called Havana syndrome. And they're saying that there are all but a few dozen cases they're ascribing to medical, environmental, or some technical causes. But if they can't tell us exactly what the causes are, and they can't tell us what the cause was for these two dozen unresolved cases, then we haven't solved what's really happening. And I don't understand how you could rule out Russia or rule out some other foreign power. It just doesn't make much sense to me. And some of the people who have been hit with these attacks, I mean, there's documented traumatic brain injury. So it's not, it's something that we need to get to the bottom of. And I will tell you, at the heart of this, it's about taking care of our people. That's what matters more than anything in leadership. And then there's a great deal of concern, which you know, a foreign power would like to be responsible for, albeit in a non-attributable way, in our government. If you look at the response from Senate and House Intelligence Committee, Senator Warner said that that assessment to which you referred, that's an interim assessment. He said it reflects only the interim work of the CIA task force, and that the Senate Intelligence Committee will be pressing for answers on a bipartisan basis. I hope they do.
When you see news like this break, and clearly an effort by some officials in the CIA to kind of wrap this up, what does that say to you? I mean, are there politics involved in this about when to release this type of information and to make these conclusions, even though we know this is an interim report?
Intelligence has to be apolitical. I can tell you, for me and those who catch me on Fox News, on television or on radio, know that I avoid any predisposed, you know, ideological bias. I'm going to call it as I see it. And our best CIA analyst and the director needs to do that as well. I have no doubt that Director Burns, likewise, will tell President Biden what the president needs to know, even if it's not what he wants to hear. That's the mark of a fine intelligence officer. But in this case, I did have some concerns about the timing. We've got Russia with 100,000 troops on Ukraine's border. And, you know, I can't say that I have any evidence to prove that this interim report was released as with some sort of political calculation. But I'd certainly like to ask the administration. I think the next time that the director of national intelligence, Avril Haines, testifies, that would be a good question to ask her. Why was this report released now? Why was it released before you came to the conclusions about what happened to the 24 roughly others who were hit with some attacks, and you don't know exactly what those were? How can you be so sure it wasn't Russia or China or some other nation? And how was it that Mark Polymeropoulos was targeted in Russia, that the Russians wouldn't have known about it or been directly involved or responsible for it? I mean, there's just more questions as a result of this interim report than there are answers. And look, if I'm asking these, I can tell you that inside the intelligence community and the State Department, which has also been hit with these attacks, there are a lot of questions as well.
You've been listening to Daniel Hoffman, a former CIA chief of station and Fox News contributor. We'll be right back. In terms of the information that officials know when something like this happens, the initial incident is documented and every follow-up incident is documented quite thoroughly. Is there information that the CIA knows that just can't be at this point or isn't released to the public? I mean, when a report is released and the media catches wind of it, is there a group of information basically behind the scenes that people don't know about and it's kept for national security reasons? And what would be the reason to withhold that information?
So there's a couple of things here. First, the medical information for those who were subjected to these attacks, and that's probably, you know, proprietary information about the folks who were hit and have been receiving treatment. If they wish to come forward, they may. That's one piece of it, and that's a part of the investigation, is analyzing exactly what sort of traumatic injury these government officials have suffered. The other part of this are CIA sources and methods. No one will talk about those, but the overall findings, the analysis, can be shared. As we've seen, the CIA routinely shares analysis of what's going on in the world. They just don't share their sources, and they don't share their methods. At the heart of these attacks, it's about almost akin to a mole hunt. You know, the way we typically catch a penetration, a source in the U.S. government, is by recruiting a spy in our adversary's intelligence service that's running the spy back at us. In this case, we need to have that source close to the decision makers. Let's say it's Russia, who could tell us exactly what's going on. Why, if it is Russia, why are they doing this? When have they targeted us? How are they finding, fixing the location of the officials whom they're targeting? That's why it's so incredibly difficult to get to the bottom of exactly what's going on, and we shouldn't have imposed an artificial timeline on it. We should allow the intelligence to be collected with the greatest alacrity possible, but without any undue and, again, artificially imposed pressure.
Always appreciate your analysis on these stories amid, as you've noted, a developing time for intelligence gathering and a lot of world events taking place right now. Daniel Hoffman, a former CIA chief of station and Fox News contributor, joining us once again on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast. Daniel, thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.